Okay, so if you order a product, it gets delivered all the way to your house. Turns out there's a problem with the product. There's a mum. Mekach ta'ot, you give it back. Who has to pay for return shipping? Amazon. Well, if you're buying it on Amazon, most likely it's not so heavy. But let's say you get yourself a nice new refrigerator. It costs an arm and a leg to get it into your house, but okay, they pay for it, not a big deal. But then, turns out there's a problem. Who has to pay to uninstall the refrigerator, pick it up and take it all the way? Amazon's going to pay for that. It's hard to believe. It costs a couple handymen's time to make it happen. So halakha goes like this. If you tell the seller, I just want to buy something, and you take it, and you take it wherever you take it. Let's say you live in Brooklyn, you buy a refrigerator, you take it to your bungalow colony, your bungalow in the colonies, and then what do? Turns out there's a problem. Who has to pick it up? It's your fault. You took it. You have to pay for it. But if you tell the guy, I'm buying this refrigerator in order to take it to the bungalow colonies, or in order to take it to the Hamptons, or whatever, so then he knows that he's getting himself into a liability, that he's going to have to come pick it up. It's his responsibility to tell you that he doesn't want to come all the way to the bungalow colonies to pick it up if there's a problem. So that would be on him. I had a recent case. I bought myself new tefillin batim, new boxes for my shal rosh, my shal yad, and I bought myself for one day to have Rabbeinu Tam also. And I got them from a place with the hashgacha and everything, and I looked at them like, this puzzle. The holes were drilled in the wrong place. Whatever, there were a couple other problems. So I'm like, I'm returning this. So I have to ask around. Would he only have a mekach ta'ut if the minhag is that people call this a ta'ut? If everybody, or most people, would call this a mistake, then you have to return. You can return it. But if people would say, like, just fix it yourself, like, you're a sofer, you know how to fill in the hole and drill a new one, too bad. So then that's it. So I was asking around. I asked one chat of sofrim, and everyone's like, yeah, give it back. I asked the sofer rabbi. He said, no, you don't give it back. So now I'm stuck. So I asked the guy, I want to give it back. And by the way, I told him, I live in America, and you live in Israel. I want it for America. So Al Pidin, he has to pay return shipping. Okay, he sent it to my in-laws' house. My in-laws brought it from Eretz Yisrael to America. So I told him, I'll send it to Eretz Yisrael. I want to return. In the end, it's a machloket. Is the minhag to go back or not? So we settled. Mina pishara. He'll give me a brand new one, and he'll pick out a very nice one. Hala, what happened until now? I don't know. He pick out a very nice set for me, but someone has to get it to him. I mean, he's not doing any of the shipping. Someone has to get it to him, and he'll do a nice replacement. And I said, okay, I think that's a fair pishara. So a lot of the times we think about, what does it say in Halachos and Mishpat? What does the halacha say? A lot of the times, that's what we think. When the Dayanim hear our case, they want to say, how can we get these guys to negotiate a deal without us having to say anything? How can we get a pishara? How can we get them to come to an agreement without us having to decide for them? Because when the Dayan takes the responsibility of the halakha on his shoulders, his head is on the chopping block. If he makes a mistake, he's the one going to Gehinam. Chacham ben Tzion Abba Shaul used to pray every single day that he was a Dayan in Beit Din in Yerushalayim. He used to pray every single day that the Ba'alei Din, the litigants, should figure it out on their own and not come to the Beit Din. And a lot of times it worked. A lot of times it worked. We should all have, as Hashem, shalom between us and all of our partners and people we engage with in commerce. And if we don't, we should have the right addresses to deal with it. But hopefully we should be able to settle things amicably without any dispute. Baruch Adonai L'olam.